completely right, because the Chinuch Matan Leinu Summer Shana, that it may even be that the Chiyuv to read Parshas Zohar once a year, every year. Now the fact that we read Parshas Zohar for the Shabbos before Purim, that's only Takana Safana, because Purim is only Rabbah. But the fact that we have to read once a year, every year, that may well be Chiyuv to write. At one point, that the person missed Parshas Zohar for the Shabbos before Purim, we should have in mind the Parshas to take care. And they then Parshas to take care, they would like to be 18 Parshas Zohar. People who didn't hear Parshas Zohar on the Shabbos before Purim. They didn't realize that. Morgan Avram also points out a bit of a chiddush in Hilchos Kriyas Shema. He quotes the Yalkut Shinoni that it appears just like Parshas Zohar of the Chiddush Hamalik is a chiddush that writes the lane. Mitzach Aksav, Nizmar Megillah, learning that in the Pasuk. So those who come up say to the Parshas Zohar, you have to be able to daft by name in the Mitzach Aksav, and he says, and the Rosh says, you have to daft about Torah with the meaning. So the Mahan Avon claims that all these same dinim apply also to Parshas Chet Miriam. So it's mentioned in this week's Sedra. The Yomot Yisei story says, the Shom Lucha B'nei Gat Sarah, the Shmur Yor, the Lach, the Chol Asher Yor, the Eskan Hasher Hanin, and then he says, that Zohar is a shot from the people of Miriam. Morgan Avraham asks, why weren't the Chachamim misaking a special parsha Chet Miriam, with a special haftarah, with the whole that Gabbai should announce, everybody should have in mind, the Yetzir, the Kriya, with the Brach, and everything. But he says that it's a Gnai to Miriam to make a big simit about it. Everybody should know that he's going to read about the Chet Miriam. But he says it is a mitzvah that he suggests that even though he quotes the Alpha Shimoni, says like the Ramban, says that mitzvah is mechadet that on his own. And the Hashmata is the sake of mitzvah, he thinks that maybe Zechiris Chet Miriam is a mitzvah testament out there. The other Rishonim don't discuss it, don't count it as one of the mitzvahs. But the Morgan Avram quotes the Alpha Shimoni like a medish, that says the Sevish like the Ramban. So that's what the Morgan Avram says, that when the Balkari Lane Fascist Kiseta, you should have a mind to make the everybody on these two Zechiris, on the Zechiris Chet Miriam and on the Zechiris Amolek. Just in case they miss Parshas Amalek and Shabbos Parshas Zohar. Parshas Kisei is a very rich study. It has a lot of Noshim Lezikin and many other things as well. Just go through some of the halachas. There's a very famous comment that's said over in the name of the Vilna Gaon in the beginning of the Sedra. The Chumash describes the way a man has two wives and each wife has a child. They both have a child. And the Tchor is born from the wife who is the Snua, the one that he doesn't like. So the pasuk sounds like it says, the Ahuva had a baby, and then the Snua had a baby, and the Tchor had the Snua. How could the Tchor have the Snua if the Ahuva had the baby first? How is that possible? The Ahuva gave birth. Peterechem is a din for picking up them. This is a din of Peterechem. But here the Chumash is speaking about Tishnayim. Here it doesn't depend on Peterechem. Here it depends on the father's first child. If the father has 10 wives, it all depends. And they had already children from another husband, from a previous husband. So whichever child was born first to him, even though the child was not, there's no picking up them on that child. It's not a Peterechem. Whichever child is his firstborn, if it's a boy, but the court, if it's a girl, it's not. Nothing. But if the firstborn is a boy, so then it's a Tchor. So how did the Chumash say, Yodolavon, Ho Ahuva, the Hasnua, the Ahuva had a baby, the Snua had a baby, and it turned out that the Snua had a Tchor. How is that possible? Did it say the name of the Vilna Gaon? The Teretz is that the Snua became pregnant before the Ahuva. So even though the Yodolavon and the Leda, the Ahuva had the baby first, but the Tchor will be the brain of the Snua because that baby was conceived earlier. That's what they quote the name of the Vilna Gaon. So after the Vilna Gaon passed away, they were quoting this name of the Vilna Gaon. So the Dayanim in Vilna said that it's wrong. That it is not true. Now, Lofa doesn't depend on to determine whether the child is a Koranath is not just a nice, sharp shekel. But it's not right. It didn't depend. And when the Leda is, not when the conception is. And that's when they put up a clue that people shouldn't have made an Issa, that people shouldn't say over things or print things in the name of the Vilna Gaon without their permission, because people were misquoting the Vilna Gaon, both in Halacha and both in Gemara.
That's why Paris is up. He came out first, and then he pushed
out. He's not. Right, you see what the din is not true. Whoever's born first is his Kor, no matter who is conceived. The conception is Lamar Lamar. But then the Dayanim say, this is only going to say what he said was just to reverse, so they give a whole interpretation. The Yoldala means the conception was the Ahuva. The Ahuva conceived first. The Yolda doesn't mean the birth. The Yoldala means the Ahuva conceived, then the Snua conceived. But then the Snua gave birth first, but because the Snua gave birth first, that's why the Dayanah Snua is the Kor. Whatever it is, halacha ma'aseh, the whole pshat was wrong. The din is that it depends on the later. And then the Chumash has... Lava is not in order. Not in order. Or if it is in order, then you say the older goes on the conception, doesn't go on later, which is probably not true. Then the pasuk continues with the dinam of Tzavor. V'hoya b'yom hanchilo az banav eis ha-shayyi. So the Gemara, the Mishnah in Baba Basra learns out from this passage that the father has the right to make a tzavur. Because otherwise, what it means, when it comes the day that the father is about to give over the Yerusha to his children, when it comes the day that he's about to die, what do you mean he gives over the Yerusha? The man doesn't give over. The Malacham Ovis causes the person to die, and then after he dies, so the Yerusha goes to the Yerusha. What do you mean he's manchil, hoibyam, hanchilu, as banov? Lo yuchalabaka, the Torah gives rules and regulations. The rules. He dies and the Yerusha goes to the children. What are they going to discuss? You see in the pasuk that the father is a balabot. That's how the Mishnah quotes Rabbeinu and Joisa, and that's how he passed it. A Torah nasna reshus la'ab laham kalachom mishayirta. However, the Mishnah says that there are limitations. That's only bein ben abonis or bas ben abonis. If a man has a lot of sons, so then he can say, I want to give all the Yerusha to this son. I want to give, he has five sons, and I want to give three quarters of the Yerusha to this son, half of the Yerusha to this son. He has to say number one in the positive, he can't say in the negative, this son should not get anything. If he says in the negative, then the Mishnah says there's no good. He has to say in the positive, this son should get everything, or this son should get three quarters of the Yerusha. Number two, he has to say on Misha Roy Eliyarsha, if he has sons and daughters, so the daughters don't get a penny, calls Maladera's son. So then he cannot say, I'm leaving some Yerusha to my daughter. He did, he cannot. He only has the right to leave all the Yerusha to this son, or if he has no sons, he has only daughters, then he can pick out Bas Ben Ambonis, or if he has, let's say he has daughters, then he has cousins. He can't say, I want to leave the Yerusha to my cousin. He can't say, I want to leave the Yerusha to a good friend of mine. There is no such thing. He can make a kinyan if he wants. He can make, but if he makes a kinyan, then it has to be Mechayim. There's no Get Lahamisa, it's the first Zat in Sukkot. There's no Kinyan Lahamisa, there's no Shtar Lahamisa.
You pay for
not exactly divide up. No, there's a takana. Let's see this. There's a takana satanayim that when the father dies and he leaves single daughters and not yet married, so they get panosa. They get isin achaz. Each daughter gets 1/10 of what's left. If the father leaves $100,000, so one daughter gets $10,000 and she's about to get married. Then when the next daughter is about to, the young daughter is about to get married, then she gets $9,000, 1/10 of what's left. And when the next daughter is about to get married, she gets 1/10 of what's left. And then the sons divide everything up. That's the Sakana de Rabbana. The Sakana de Rabbana. The Rabbana, we treat it a little bit like you wish. Right, the first it tells you the father has the right to make a tzavor, but it's restricted. He can't make a tzavor to leave whatever he wants in his will. He can't leave to distant relatives and to friends and so on. That's not a tzavor. If he wants to leave to a yeshiva, to a tzedakah,
right?
Right.
And that's the rule that he can't change? That he can't.
He cannot change that either, right. The Tishnayim has to go to the Kor. The question is, let's say he wants to leave all the Yerusha to one son, who is not the Kor. He has five sons, and one of the Kor is entitled to Tishnayim. So the Chumash says, if he can stay in that, even if he says in the positive, the Kor cannot be cheated out from his Tishnayim. So the question is, what exactly does that mean, halacha ma'aseh? That's also a major machloikis among the paskim. So Shalom Parshimish, but had a paskim. But it means, the Kor is entitled to Tishna, it means he gets a chelik pshitas and he gets a chelik Kor. Let's say a man has five sons and one happened to be the first child. Five sons and five daughters. And the first child to be born happened to be a son. Reuben. First child to be born was a son. So Reuben is considered as if he's two sons. He counts as two sons. And you divide the Yerusha, instead of dividing into five shares, you divide into six shares, and he gets 2/6. He gets 1/3. And the others all get 1/5 each. How could that be? 1/6 each. Oh, so what if he says, I want my third son? The others are all businessmen, they make a living. The third son runs an atel, and he has a lot of children. He says, I want to leave all the Yerushas to my third son. If he says, I don't want my other five sons to get any Yerusha, he says it in the negative, then it doesn't work. But if he says the same thing in the positive, then it will work. Exact same result. If he says in the negative, each plony lo yitol, it doesn't work. If he says in the positive, it does work. However, the Gemara says if there's still a limitation, he can't cheat the Kor from the Pishon. So exactly what that means is the following machlokes. The Kor is entitled to two shares. If he were two sons, there only, let's say, five sons and five daughters. So the five daughters don't get anything, except for the Chachamas Chacham, they get the... If they're still single, so they get the Yisun Achas. From the Nater, they don't get anything. The five sons get the Yerushas. Instead of dividing into five parts, and each son gets 1/5, you divide it into six parts, and the four sons get 1/6 each, and the Kor gets 2/6. He gets 1/3. Now the question is, what if he says the third son sits in the Kailo and the others are in business and he needs the money more than them? He says, I want to leave all the Yerusha to the third son. So fine, the third son gets all he can possibly get, but he can't cheat the Kor from the Tishnai. What does that mean exactly? The one day in Poskim is that the Kor has to get his full 1/3, his 2/6 to get it. And whatever else is available, in other words, the other 4/6. So that he gives to the one that the father singles out. And another day is no, you cannot cheat the core of the Tishnayim, of the extra chelik, the extra chelik of the second share, but the one share, chelik of shittus, so it's like I can cheat the other sons of the chelik of shittus, so the core is not a yachsin going to get to the chelik of shittus, it's the same as all the other children. So the core will get the 1/6 that he's entitled to as Tishnayim only, and his piechot, and his basic share, can be cheated away from him and given to the kohen. You have to have it in Torah, you say. You have to decide what the din is. That's Shaila Chayshu Mishnah.
Isn't the first sheet against the Gemara getting offering the that the Bohor wanted to get rid of all the Nechazim, so he can't get rid of, he couldn't, if you want to be Mocha, you don't want to be Mocha, and you see Shnayim, because that was the din of Matana, but the sheet that's not a din of Matana, it's the din of Yusha.
So you see it's a different din. You're right. You see more that they're not identical. That one of the din b'teres tishnayim, one of the chelak cheats. The dinim are not identical.
Yeah,
the shaila is going to get
yeah. The shaila is going to get
to this pasuk. Korban asno yake lo tishlo tishnayim. What does that mean exactly? That's the shaila. It's like the bach and the rashash. The other rashash in between them.
Yeah.
In between the bach and the rashash. That's a serious shot? I don't know. Gotta look it up in Chesh Mishpat. See, these are dinitar every day, these dinitar. Dinitar come up, Hilchos Yerusha is very important. If the father writes a will and he says he's giving his daughter this and he's giving his this, he has sons and daughters and everything, so the fact that he gives his daughters Lamala Lamoris, it's not Chal. If he wants to give his daughters, he has to make a Kenyan. The Shulchan Aruch writes, the Ramah writes, he has to make a Kenyan. If they make a Kenyan, that should be Chal Mechaim, not a Kenyan that's Chal Ahamis. He can't give the daughter the Teres Yerusha if his man at their son. Only Ben Abonim he can single out. But he cannot take out a Basra Mokam Abayim. Basra Mokam Abonim is not considered in the Yerusha. But it says, V'hoi B'yam Hamchilo as Bonim. A Teres Nashon Rishut Lav Laham Chalafomish Yirtzeh by a Ben Abonim. Only if he's in line for Yerusha. But the Basra Mokam Abonim is not at all in line for Yerusha. If the father leaves a Tzavor that he wants to give money to a Yeshiva, to EJA, to some charity, that's a different thing. That's mitzvah kind of reyamim. It's a different story. But the Pesukim can say that we have to honor his will with respect to charity that he did against. And if he writes it, so he wants to leave money to yechidim, to private individuals, not tzedakah organizations, then there's no din of tzavor. Then the only way to make it legally binding is just because he writes it with a lawyer is lamala lamar. So the only way to make it legally binding is to make a kinyan, to make a haknoa mechai.
So
no, that doesn't mean a mitzvah. It's only for tzedakah. He give the tzedakah, so then he said mitzvah kind of nezivim. He's very poor, that son is very poor, and he wants to leave it to him, not the Torah's Yerusha. He wants to leave it to the Torah's tzedakah. I don't think so. We leave for a son, it's the Torah's Yerusha. Son gets the Torah's Yerusha, doesn't get the Torah's
Yerusha. What's
going to call it the Torah's Yerusha? Chaim Eisner has a tshuva where he mevarah that. But they know the chorus in the Gemara. It just makes the whole chiddush that mitzvah lekam divam is applied there, even though it's not hushlosh mitzvah lekam. Yeah, while he's alive, the kinyan has to take effect in the chayim. It's an interesting sheet in Tzubetzis and Bovat, it's just a collector's item. It says that any kinyan lachamisa is only with the rabbonim. Now, Torah, the din only is that ain't get lachamisa. It's eyes up in Tzubet, that based on this, ain't get lachamisa, that's a din derayim. And ain't star lahamisa is only a xer de rabbanon not to get. The pashtus says that it's not so. The Bahara Vasana writes on Baba Basa. The pashtus says that ain't star lahamisa is the same thing they write, is ain't get lahamisa. After the machna da, is that can the star take effect? It's not a bottom to be machna.
But the question is, does anyone purpose go by having
his daughter's attention to put actual lahamisa? He has to decide how much he wants to give his daughter. Let's say he wants to give his daughter $100,000 or $1 million or however much he has. He has to make his tithes. Echayim, I obligate myself to give my daughter $1 million, only collectible a minute before I die. He doesn't want to collect the money now while he's alive. He can live for another 50 years. Collectible a minute before I die, on the condition that I don't change my mind. I always decide I don't want to give his daughter. That's how you have to make a kinyan like that, not just to write a will. And I'm machna to my daughter. You write a will is not a kinyan unless you give the shtar to the daughter. So it's a kinyan shtar, a machna. But if you don't, you just write a tzavo and you leave it in your file cabinet. It's not a kinyan. Make either a kinyan suitor with the daughter or someone else representing the daughter. Make a kinyan shtar. Give the shtar over to the daughter or to someone else representing the daughter based on the din of Zafi Yom Shlomi Farm. Then it'll be valid. You have to make the obligation has to be chal tekef in the yad, and the right to collect it should be shalachas kodem yisosi. If you make the obligation chal, I only become obligated shalachas kodem yisosi, then it's a problem of ein brera. If you cost me the right ein brera, then it wouldn't work. As you say, I obligate myself to give $1 million or $5,000 to my daughter, me'afsho, so then it's okay, then it's mevura. But I don't want it to collect it now. I want to spend the money. I want to have the right to spend the money now. I say, and she should only have this kisviya, the right to collect it. Shah has cut himself. But then there's no problem of grace. This is a din that's neglected. For many years, religious people have been making secular wills and violating the Dini HaTorah. The Ramban writes that these are not some statements. So Yuchel Levaker means he is unable to. Yuchel Levaker means tupshot, and number one, he is unable to be Levaker. Can I give the pishnayim to the kosher? The number two is an aveira. Lo yuchal levaker, the Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvot. This is an aveira. If a religious man, if a Jew, makes out a will, if the neged din ha'tera, in a form that it's not legally valid according to the halacha, then the Ramban writes that he violates this nisa. If he has a korban asua yakir, the Ramban says it's a mitzvah sesek. The mitzvah sesek to make the will, if you want to make a will, mitzvah sesek. Lo yuchal levaker is a lot. If a korban asua yakir, Moses Lloyd, that's an essay. You should see to it that he does the Yerusha properly. Only the Ramban. No, the Ramban is the only one I think is counted as an essay. He says that this is a Lloyd's essay and this is an essay.
All others say that he
doesn't work. He's unable to, really. If he says I want his chayvus to be chal shorachas kodem yisasi, then the halacha would be that ain't brera. Even though you know what the chalais is, you know the nature of the chalais, but if there's mana chalais is ain't mevura, so then the Gemara says in Gittin, stakan asugi on the first daf in Sukkos. The Gemara says in Gittin that if a man says areza gitach shorachas kodem yisasi, that's also no good because I say ain't brera. Since at the time that the get is chal, I don't yet know that it's shorachas kodem yisasi. I don't know till later. When he dies in 10 minutes, then I say 10 minutes ago, the Shorach is cutting his tassel. But at the time to get the skull, I didn't know that it was being chal. So the Gemara says in Gittin that that's no good, because they ain't brere, the dinim der eis. They ain't brere, the dinim der eis. You have to say me'achso. You have to say, Herei de Gittin me'achso, in Mati.
For a guy, when we say that the plot, we say that it's the plot when it comes to conception. That's why a...
That he made his will, he was very rich, and he obligated himself to give the daughter $1 million. At the time that he dies, all he has is $1 million or less. It comes out the daughter's going to take all the money. So would you say that the umdan is that he didn't mean it in such a case? Probably would. You have to have a deterrent to determine what the umdan is. You probably would say you have to determine a tavor based on the umdan and what did the fellow mean. A lot of times it's very strange. A lot of times lawyers write wills in very unclear fashion. Rob called me up this week about Vintero got it. It's very poorly written. So poorly written. So based on the way it was written, the Yerusha should have gone in one direction, but it was pretty clear to all the people in the family that he didn't mean that. He meant something else. He meant to punctuate. It wasn't punctuated yet. It should have been punctuated differently. The Gemara still says that it's not proper to be mava nachla, to take away the whole Yerusha from your children, from others. You should always leave, even if the children are not religious, you should always leave them some Yerusha. Doesn't mean you have to leave all the Yerusha. Then if Hashem Mishma, there's a discussion in the Tzais, and they say, Tshuva, how much Yerusha should you leave your own children, and how much are you permitted to be mava nachla to others? So that's not already, that's not an issue deraita. That's what the Gemara says, that it's ein ruach hachamim lo yachein lo. The hachamim feel that it's improper to take away the Yerusha, even in legitimate fashion, give it all the way to the Zadokah, to make Hashanah to other people. You should always leave the children some amount. But that's not like how much. The whole discussion is over. Chumash has later the din, right after the Korah and the Pasha, the Chumash has the din of Ben Sarah Amora. The Pasha, Ben Sarah Amora, and so on, V'chol Yisrael Yishmu Uvi Yiro. How is that possible? V'chol Yisrael Yishmu Uvi Yiro. Everybody's going to know that. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin and Daf Tei says now, quoted over here in the Torah Zimino, that Ben Sarvar is one of the four people who need Hachroza. The Chumash has this expression at war with respect to four people who are Chayim. Chumash has it by Yedim Zoymimim, he doesn't quote it, by Zokim Mamre, by Mesis, and by Ben Sarvar Amor. that the Chol Yisrael Yishmer Rav, the Chol Haram Yishmer Rav. So the Gemara says, how is it possible the Chol Yisrael Yishmer Rav, how can it be that everybody will know? The Gemara says, normally when someone is saying Misa, so you make a Gemara dinner, you give him the Misa, and goodbye and good luck, and you bury him, and that's it, that's the end of the story. But here, by these four people, you have to wait till everybody's Ola Regal to Yerushalayim, and then you have to give the Misa right before Yom Tov. And then, at the time that you give him Misa, you announce in all the newspapers in Yerushalayim that everybody should know that the guy got Misa, and thereby you accomplish the Chol Yisrael Yishmer Rav, that as many Jews as possible will know to find out the fact that the person got Misa. Because everybody came out, everybody will be Ola Regal, a high percentage of the people will be Ola Regal, and you've accomplished a lot of announcing about this. Why does the Halacha, why does the Chumash single out that for these four, Manishtana, these four from everybody else? Because there is Hakotu, no Kasha. The question, is there anything behind it? It could be, some say that it could be that these four have one thing in common. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, to the effect of the din of Taliyah, there's also in this big seven, right after the Torah Gemara, it says, Taliyah v'yish chet mishpat nobis v'humor v'chavisa v'oisoy alei. That if somebody so you give him Taliyah after he's dead. You don't kill him by hanging. Not that you give Lisa by hanging. After he's dead, then you hang him. Why? Kikimus elakim tola, because he was Makaros Hashem. But one time is of the opinion that Kolan is Kolan Mitzvah. That's the opinion that Rashi always quotes. Rashi and Chumash and Rashi many times in Gemara quotes that opinion. The Pashto says that we don't pass him like that time. Pashto says we pass him like the Chachamim. That Eina Niskalela Hamavarach Es Hashem B'Ho'edin Avodizar. So it says Tekilus of the Kim Tolei because he was Mekalus Hashem. V'adinami Avodizor, which is Hukash from the Gadim. That's the Pashtun. That's how the Rambam Pashtun. That's the Pashtun what the Din should have been. That's why I'm saying that Rashi thinks the Pashtun like a blazer. Kolam is
Kolam.
The Gadim and Ovid Avodizor. The Chacham Hol Megadim and Ovid Avodizor. Any of this belong to Gadim and Ovid Avodizor.
And Rashi
quotes a blazer that Kolam is Kolam. Rashi on the Gemara many times. Whenever the Gemara talks about Taliyah, Rashi always says Kolan is Kolan Mitzvah. But I'm going to point out around 5-6 times in Shas. I'm going to point out it's very strange. It sounds as if Rashi feels that that's the Iker Shita, like a blazer against the Chacham. That's the question: how you should pass. So the Gemara says, even if you feel that Kolan is Kolan Mitzvah, that all those who get Tefillah have to have Taliyah after they're dead, but still, a Ben Torah Moru who gets Taliyah will not get Taliyah. But then the Gemara says, maybe he does get Taliyah. A whole discussion in the Gemara, Daphne and Bob and Allah. What's the issue, whether yes or no? The part of the story is that it says, V'chir v'yish chet nishpat mozat v'umet. V'yishe nerad mishum chetoy. V'yotuzeh she nerad mishum hal shem sofo. So the Gemara says that the Ben Torah Moru doesn't get Nisa. Mishnah has that also. But the Pashup Shat in the Mishnah is a different story. Mishnah is asking, why does he deserve such a terrible honor? Just because he stole money from his parents and he ate a lot of meat and he drank a lot of wine and he hangs out with his bad friends, and he gives schema. Give him all son, you beat him up, you give him malchus, you put him in jail, you do something. Why do you give him schema? Schema is the worst of all of the onshin. But the Gemara says because I tell you that the self died, that Sofo is going to become a murderer, a lost in the Sophia, he's going to become a murderer, he's going to do all the affairs later on. Later in life, he's going to be a terrible criminal, so we kill him, I'll shame Sofo. So the first of Shad, the idea of I'll shame Sofo is to explain why he gets such an Einish Chomer of Kilo, why not if it's an Einish Kal? But the Gemara says more than that, not some of Derech Hadrash, why he gets his Einish Chomer, that the Ben Zoramor is not Nerech Al Shem Chetoy. So this passage doesn't apply to him. Chet nishpat mavet v'humot is not a Ben Torah Mor. The Gemara says you have Eimiyot Achamiyot Elo L'Rabos. It has Chiyah B'yish, Ish V'loi Bein. And then it says Chet nishpat mavet mishner Rav Al-Cheto. So it's Eimiyot Achamiyot L'Rabos. So the Ben Torah Mor does get Tzilah. The Torah Mor does get Tzilah. That's the Gemara's Matkana. That if you hold like Rav Lezer, if you hold like the Chachamim, Eina Nitlela Hamagadah Tuhoi B'Rav Yizare. So of course the Torah Mor is not. If you all like Rav Lezer, that Kolan is Kolan Nitlin, the Gemara quotes that the Pharisee writes that even the Torah Mor also because the same year the Hamir Tel Ela Rabbis. But this idea is part of the Yalfusa though, that the Torah Mor is not Nerad Al Shem Chesed. It's Nerad Al Shem Sofo. What does that mean, Nerad Al Shem Sofo? So the Ramban Achumish has a comment. Ramban Kemat writes this to the Pharisee that all these four people who get the Achrozeh, who require the Achrozeh, they really, all four of them didn't really do such a terrible avera that they should deserve such a terrible end. Let's say, the Bez Magadol has a shayla about tefillin. Mishnah has a Sanhedrin, the end of Sanhedrin. The Magadol is discussing how he's supposed to make tefillin. Kadosh Oyi, Kriyach, Hashmar, Oyi, Hashmar. And this guy, his other mommy says, no, you have to put in a Teret Adibra, you have to put in Bereshit, you have to put in other things. He disagrees. All right, so he's causing his balabatim to say Baruch HaTolim and the kindness of Tillin. V'chohena, terrible, terrible, it's going to be a breach in the orthodoxy, it's going to be bring about conservative, whatever you're going to say. But can you compare to Avodah Zarah, to Gili Arayi, that you're going to give him an Einish of Skila? What big Avera did he do? Mezuzah, he passed from Gyat, but the Mezuzah differently from the Bez Nagor. It's such a big Avera. So the Gemara says he's also Nerav Al-Shem Sofo. He's one of the four people who needs Hakrogis. And Rabban HaChumash writes like that, mashma like that. But these four people, the Maces, I convince somebody else to worship Avodah Zarah. I'm a kibbutzer. I myself never worship Avodah Zarah. I'm a very, very religious man. But I convince other people to worship Avodah Zarah. It's a big joke. So my Avera is not so big. His Avera is big. But the Torah says that I get, not only do I get an Einish Mitzvah, I have to have Hakrogis. So the Rabban writes that the Hakrogis, the Chol Yisrael Yishmo V'Yiro, the reason for the Hakrogis, is that these four people, their Einish really doesn't correspond to the Chomer HaAveira. Also, they attempted to be mopped at somebody's moment. They attempted to kill somebody. It was attempted murder. Also, no. The matter was in the papers that he was punished because of...
You don't make the point of paying for the bank
No. I don't know. Do you need Hafrozah by an eight demon who only violated, who was only involved in Mummies, who wasn't involved in the question? I wish it was Shannon. Let's look in the Gemara again. Let's look in the Gemara again. You have to look a little more. Yes, the Shannon, they need Hafrozah if an eight demon was not getting meat, if an eight demon was only paying money. The other people should be frightened at their wits and they shouldn't do such an aver. It's not that he's doing nenash because of the chaymah aver that he did. He's nenash as a siyav to prevent other people from doing such an aver. I think so. It doesn't mean what he's going to do in the end. It means to prevent other people from doing this avera. All other mises, every other Einish mises in Malkis is the shover, and these are all shame so for the haplo to prevent him or other people, to prevent other people from doing such an avera. It's interesting. It could be that these four people have another thing in common. It could be that all four don't require haplo. The pasuk says by Ben Saramar, the Yisru also. So Rashi and the Gemara has a machlokes with the Rambam. Chazanish points out, there seems to be a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam regarding a Ben Saramar, whether he needs a hasro or not. Rashi says the Yisru also, that means that the parents have to give him lusa. Part of the seder of the Ben Saramar is that the parents should try to straighten out. If they didn't try to straighten out, then there's no din of Ben Saramar. But it really doesn't say that you have to give a hasro. The Mishnah says Masrin also, the Rashi says it doesn't mean that. It means that the parents have to give the kidney. The Rambam says you have to have Asro, like any, the Rambam writes like all, like anybody who tried Nisa Malkus has to get Asro. And Rashi and the Mishnah seems to disagree with the Rambam. Where do you have a case that clearly doesn't need Asro? Edim Zanimim. The Mara says it's true, but Edim Zanimim don't need Asro. Hakam Edim Zanimim don't need Asro. So the Gemara. The Gemara presents it as a technicality. The Gemara presents it as a technical reason why you can't. But there's a Rambam, The Rambam gives a different reason. The Rambam says, "With Hishem Bo Meister." So the Rabbi asks, "What do you mean, Hishem Bo Meister? The Gadet is also in Bo Meister. You mean, the Gadet, Hishem Bo Meister means it's only Dibur. Even then, in the Dibur, it's not Meister. You mean, the Gadet doesn't need Ashura. Who ever heard of such a thing?" So the case Mishnah says, "Okay, maybe the Rambam has it, and the Gadet also doesn't need Ashura." The question is, it doesn't make any sense. It's because the Abeire is done by day Dibur and not by day Meister, so therefore you don't need Ashura. Why? But that's not the Maitre Haver. Maitre Haver is only the Eir Shekhar. That's Mutter. That part was Mutter. That was the Haver. That was the Hefer.
But you can't give Eir Shekhar.
Yeah.
So that's part of the
But standing up is part of the Hesed, that's a mitzvah to stand up. Yeah, there is. You should come to bed and you should stand up and say the truth. No. Standing up is not about there. If you stand up, you don't say anything
about it. No, but you have that. You have a law, which by, you have to do a
mitzvah. But that's not part of the Avera, they just said. It's not part of Eir Shekhar standing up. Standing up is an incidental thing. You have to stand at the time that it does on Brother's Day.
Yes,
but that's part of the definition of Eir. The Hazarish writes, it seems to be a machlokes Rashi and the Rama. Rama writes with Purish, you know, because Marim did a term and Nitzan Tor, the same as anybody else in Tor. And Rashi and the Mishnah says it's ahead of Masin Bo, Masin also. Rashi says it doesn't mean that you need Tatsuro. It means that the parents have to give a Mitzvah, as it says, the Yisro also. And then Hashemeh, the Kol Aliv, the Kol Amod, the Yisro also, the Lo Yishma Aleyem, that the only time he can become a Ben Sarah Mord, the Yichai Nisa is, if the parents try to straighten him out. If they ever try to give him any Mitzvah, then there's no Dina Ben Sarah Mord. So from the Rashi, it would appear as if Rashi holds, not really the parents, the Hazari says from Rashi, it would appear as if he disagrees with the Rambam, and holds that you don't need Tatsuro by Ben Sarah Mord. Yeah, the Chumash is clear like that. The Yisrael also means the parents give them Mitzvah. That's clear the Pshat in the Chumash. But the question is, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says the Master in Olam, a Master in Bo, they have to give Hatzorah to the Ben Sarah Mor. So the simple translation is the way the Rambam writes it. The Eidim, but somebody has to give Hatzorah as he's about to do the Aveir. The Rambam writes, just like all Kari Mitzvahs and the Chagim Malkus, need Hatzorah, so the Ben Sarah Mor also needs Hatzorah, same as everybody else. Whenever a person is chayiv mitzvah, you have to have a hasurah, and you have to have kosher eidim to testify that there was a hasurah. The eidim don't have to give the hasurah. One time it says the eidim has to give a hasurah. No, a shade. This is a shade. A shade is not kosher eidim. No, doesn't have to be kosher eidim. So the Chazanish writes that it seems that it's a machloikis Rashi and the Rama whether Ben Sura needs hasurah. Eidim Zanimim, the Gemara says, don't need Asura. The Gemara says, because of a technical reason, and the Rambam writes, no, it's halacha, that you'll see Shein Bo Maisa. What's the name Bo Maisa? The Rabbi says, what do you mean, the Gadei? It's also in Bo Maisa, so it doesn't need Asura. Because Mishnah says, yes, the Rambam would say, you don't need Asura. But it's difficult, why should that be so? So in Yeshiva, they say the name of Rav Chaim, that the beer in the Rambam is the following. Rabbi Parnas considered this the most typical Rav Chaim, a very typical Rav Chaim. I don't exactly understand why. He gave this his endorsement. It is typical Rav Chaim style beer in Ram. That the Yeshivas, they say in the name of Rav Chaim, that what the Pshat in the Ramam is, that the only time you need a Hasra is when the person gets an Oynesh, L'sha'ovar, because of the sin that he has done already. So then you have to label the Avera as an Avera de Mezid. So even though we know that it did the Avera de Mezid, we know that he knows it's an Avera, he knows that it's awesome and he's going to get the Oynesh Miso. But in order for halachic to label it as an aver, it means that you have to have a hasurah b'shas ma'isah. But what if the fellow is not getting an oinesh lisha ova because of the sin that he has done already? He's getting an oinesh at the talshem ha'asid. He's getting an oinesh because of something else. So even though the halacha says that ain't oinesh me'elam came out here, he can't give an oinesh if the person didn't violate some avera. The mazis, so the aver, he did the mazis. You know that it's the aver of the mazis anyway. Just like it's not labeled as mazid, it's not labeled as a full mazid because there wasn't any hasurah. The Rambam is writing that that klal, that the label, the Avera B'mezid, you require us, that's only needed when you give the Einish Mishavar, because he has violated some Avera. But whenever the Einish is sort of Al-Shem Sofo, not Mishavar, then there's no need for Haswa. So if you follow Rav Chaim's interpretation in the Rambam, it could well be that all four, if you put together Rav Chaim's view in the Rambam, with the Rambam, Torah Mor, okay. But if you put the Rambam, may not exactly hold the Al-Shem Sofo the same as the Ramban HaChumash. But if you take the Ramban HaChumash, who says that these four who need Hachraza are all basically not being Nenash L'Shavar. It's all as a deterrent, lahavot, to prevent other people from violating this type of other. If you use this Rav Chaim's view in the Rambam, with the Ramban, it could possibly come out that all four of these people wouldn't need Hatzorah, al-Pidim. So this would follow well with what Rashi seems to imply, that the Mentora Mora doesn't require Hatzorah. And also, there is a Gemara that's mashma in the end of Sanhedrin that a Zaka Mamri doesn't need Hatzorah. The Pashtun Sagmar is like that. Zaka Mamri doesn't need Hatzorah. And in the first section, the Sugya of Zaka Mamri protest, they said, Gemara's mashma that Zaka Mamri doesn't need Hatzorah. And as far as a Mesis is concerned, there's a Machlokes Rashi and Pesach San Dabchet in Sanhedrin, where the Mesis needs Hatzorah. The Pesach says, yes, Mesis does need Hatzorah, just that he doesn't need the same kind of a Hatzorah that everybody else needs. You can have a weaker Hatzorah, because the reason why you require such a strong Hatzorah to label a person as a Mesis is based on the principle of the Hitzilah Hu'edah. So when it comes to giving Din in the Parshas, we always try to give everybody a break. So we give everybody a break, and we say that unless there was a very clear cut Hasra, Terke de Dibur, prior to the Avera, we label the Avera as Shege. Even though he knew what he was doing, and he knew what the Einish was, we label it Apidin as Shege. But by Mesis, the Gemara says that the Dini Hatzolah don't apply, the Tino, it doesn't apply. Because it says, Mechumish lo Sachma v'lo Yitzach Hatzolah, that part of lo Sachma v'lo Yitzach Hatzolah teaches me that the Emos and Hezad Hatzolah Medina. That the mitzvah of Hatzolah doesn't apply. So therefore, you don't need such a clear-cut Hatzolah. So you just need a weaker form of Hatzolah. That's how Tosafot says. But you do need a Hatzolah. And Rashi HaZafkes needs to learn the Gemara Kipshuta, right? The Kipshuta. That a Mesis doesn't need Hatzolah at all. So if you put together a Chaim Zir in the Rambam with the Ramban HaChumash, it could well be that that's the beer over here. The all four of these, according to Rashi, don't need any Hatzolah, because none of them are Nenash. It's not an Einish Mekomer for the kid that he did already in the pit. It's rather as a deterrent that the Holy Soul Yishmi Yiro, lo yizid yo. I'm talking about his mom is a sick rest. Right. Let's say you have a very great time of talking with Michal Shabbos. There's a Machlokes Tatanan whether he needs Hatzorah. Chover. The one time the Rabbi Yisrael said, Chavar ain't a Tzara HaTzor, Arisha Chavar ain't a Tzara HaTzor. We passed enough, the Chavar Tzara HaTzor. Even a great time of Chavar, and clearly he's doing the affairs in there, there's no doubt about it. Nevertheless, he needs that Tzara, because it's a Zeru Tzakotzor, the Yitzilu Ho'edo.
A person has Yitzilu, and he says, I'm sorry.
Both want to meditate, he didn't forget anything.
Both.
He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. And still, we pass the Chavah Torah Hatzorah. But there is a custom. He says, Yitzhiva Ho'edo says you have to go to Kul all the time. You go to Kul, he says, even though he's doing the Avera clearly, the name is you label the Avera as the Shogeg, unless there was a Hatzorah right immediately preceding the Avera. The only time you need our throat, but even the question is my mouth. It's the only time you don't need our throat, like now. The moment you don't need our throat, only by the question and by mouth that you need our throat. So by these four, it could be that Rashi Shita is by all four, the five emises that don't, the five emises who require half roses, could be that all four have this one thing in common that none of them need any our throat.
said, it's more close to Brisa. That there's a difference, there's a contrast between Mason and Shar Chayim Nisu Shabbatera. That Shar Chayim Nisu Shabbatera, who all the Chayim Nisu need Hasroa.
Mason does, what do you mean Mason does? Mason also needs Hasroa. But you don't need such a formal Hasroa like you need by all other Chayim Nisu. A weaker Hasroa is also sufficient, because we're going to want to look here, we're going to bring it to bed with Chayim Nisu, so then it's not going to continue to be a Mason. And Rashi seems to learn the Gemara, the Brisa, the Kipshuka, that a Mason doesn't need any Hasroa period. No reason, doesn't comment, it just translates the words of the Gemara, the Brisa, you don't need Hasroa. So it could be that Rashi holds that all four, Adam is under the Gemara, says you don't need Hasroa. And Zok and Mamre, the Prash of Shat in the Gemara, the end of Sanhedrin, Hedron, and the Sukh of Zok and Mamre, that's the Kaya, it also seems to say you don't need Hasroa. And Rashi in the Terek and Teramore, Alpikshuto learns that Adam Teramore does need Hasroa. It could be that all four don't need Hasroa, but the same reason, he's not the Rambam here. You have to say, the Rambam is not the Rambam.
The one thing that gives that moment is the Bezim has to be 3 Dayanim and the Prasha has to be 22. And the other 19 Lukim are regarding the procedure of the court there. Postim is called Tila, Mazrim Lekhuzen, Mazrim Lekhuzen, you have to have a Rosh Hashanah Lekhuzen, Echad in the Talmidim, who's Machayim, you don't listen, you exactly do this, you know those 3 Lukim. The Gemara says that by, only by Mesis and possibly by Medea, the Shaila and not Samea. But by Mesis, the all the dinim of Hasrola don't apply, so the 9 of the 10 dinim don't apply. The 10 dinim need 23 dayanim. That's the dinim of the Bezim of Nefoshes, is 23. But the other 9, say, look, the Imam of Nefoshes are based on the principle of Yisrilo Ego. So the 10, the 9 dinim don't apply, not to Asher HaNitzkal, but to Asher HaNitzkal. The Bezim of Hasrola is a dinim. A Bezna 23, because the Gambol of Yumer, you need to have a copy of Hashem, you need a Bezna 23 to be down a Shah on Yitzchak, but there's no Mitzvah that he's still a race. And the Gemara also says that by a Mitzvah, and possibly by a Gemara, so there's no need for Hatzavah, so you don't have the 90. So you have other Chavi Mitzvahs, you have all the Dinam of Hatzavah. How does
the Chaim Zir explain the Lashon of Rambam that there's no
Mitzvah? The Chaim interpreted that the Rambam meant is that Hishem Bo Meister means that his Oynesh is not Misha'ovar as an Ekoma for the Avera that he did, for the Maita Avera that he did. He has to have done some Maita Avera in order to get an Oynesh. Ain't no Oynesh came out sin. You don't give an Oynesh Abluch unless the person did an Avera. But the Oynesh that he gets is not because he did the Avera, but it's rather Al Shem Hosin as a deterrent that other people shouldn't do such a thing. Hishem Bo Meister, Rav Chaim interpreted means that the Oynesh is not. That's not the Oynish is not the Shavu, but it's rather Lavo. That was a suggestion, that was right. Yeah. But according to Rashi, all four of the people who are there about Shem Seifam, and therefore need Hachrozer, would not need Hachrozer.
right before he's about to steal the money from his parents, right before he's about to eat. I mean, it's a combination of different pu'ulas. So when would you give it out to? It's a good question. I don't know. To look in the room. I think the actual avera is the eating. The Gemara says the avera of the artora for the bensura mor is or itself lo al adam. The Gemara says it's aimed at someone. So the actual avera to which you get the einesh is the achila, not the stila. The summer, you have to look in the Ramah. He probably writes it swiftly. Ramah, you do need hatsura. He would probably write that you need the hatsura immediately before the achila. The reason is of Kovod Abriyas in this week's Sedra. So Kovod Abriyas applies even to people who are punished and Einish Nitzchah. The son of the Blas Alay, the person was Nitzchah. The Chilas of Kim Kovod. He was Nitzchah Hashem, he was Ezra Abadizar. Nevertheless, he says, the son of the Blas Alay, he shouldn't be married in the Sameis. And the Gemara understands that Halama Sameis is because of Kovod Abriyas. He could have interpreted the parts of differently. He says, the Chilas of Kim Kovod, that Moshe Rashi tells the ruler shall know that it's a design for the Baruch because man was created to throw him on the king. And Rashi quotes the Medrash, Moshe, the two brothers who were twins, one was a Melech and one was a criminal, and then the criminal is punished. The people think that the Melech is being punished. So maybe one could have said shot in the prophet that the son of Allah Ta'ala is a design for the Baruch, but the Gemara says otherwise. The Gemara says it's because of Kavod Ameis, because of Kavod Abriyas. And therefore the Gemara says that this din applies not only to one who is killed by the dealer, even to all Harugi Bezdin, and even to anybody who dies a natural death. And the Chumash points out that there are two Lashonos in Gemara Sanhedrin, that it is din, and it's necessary to bury on the same day, and the Lord says not to wait till the next day, somebody can bury him by Yom. If somebody dies at 9 o'clock in the morning, the Hatkinah is a mitzvah to bury him before Shkia. So it's covered to grant him by Yom. And even by the Yevit, if you couldn't bury him before Shkia, the Hasidus should bury him by Laila, not wait till the morning, in order not to violate Lo Tzolin with Lo Tzolin. The Rashash writes in Sanhedrin that Lo Tzolin you only violate with Alei Tashaka, like Lina. Lina by Kargonis is with Alei Tashaka. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin has two Rishonim, the Rishonim points out, two Rishonim, where the Din, in Atera only applies to Harugei Beis Din, and the Rabbanim applies to any person who dies. On the Atera it applies to any person who dies. And that's how the Rambam writes it. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Ozil. The end of the Rambam, he writes the Dinam of Svura, the Yitzchak Svura. So he writes that it's a mitzvah testament on Torah to bury anybody on the same day that he dies and not to leave him over to the next day. And the Gemara understands that the reason for this is not because of Kavod Hashchina. Kilo said it's King Tolu. It has nothing to do with Kavod Hashchina, it's because of Kavod Abriyas, because of the Kavod Hamein. What happened to Kelly Day, who looked logo? What if they left him over? What if they left him over to the next day because they wanted to notify more people to come to attend the funeral? So then the Gemara says that it's mutter. In the Nehra Flodo, the Havilai Orem and Tachrichim was to bring the children and to bring more people to attend the funeral. Then the Gemara says that there's no violation. The Akronis, isn't this a problem of Loi Dashin and Taimel Ikro? It's Machlech Zabshin and Rabbanan. But he says Dashin and Taimel Ikro, Loi Dashin and Taimel Ikro. You have a din in the Torah, a mitzvah or an avera. And you know what the reason for the din is, and you know a situation where the reason doesn't apply, should you say that since the Tama mitzvah doesn't apply to the whole mitzvah doesn't apply in this case, or should you say no? That is a life problem. Even if the reason for the mitzvah doesn't apply, the mitzvah of the Avera still is binding. But that's my place of Shimon and Rabbah. Shimon holds our Shimon time in the Torah. That the reason for the mitzvah regulate the applicability of the mitzvah. Whenever the reason doesn't apply, the mitzvah doesn't apply. We don't pass like a Shimon, we pass like a Rabbah. Lord Hashim is having the quote, so that's right, Mr. Kasha. How can you say over here, the Chabatel is Hashem, quotes Mr. Kasha from the early offering, on paper, I think, and others. How can you say over here that having the reason for the Dina Lothal Nevlas Allah Eight is Kabar Abiyas, and whenever there's no problem of Kabar Abiyas, but cares. But in there, with Lodo, you left them overnight because you want to have more Kabar Abiyas than it's Mutal. What right do you have to Darshan Tanah before? So the Chavatel of Hashem quotes the Gemara in the second Teres in Sanhedrin that when did the Rabbanan hold that word, Hashem time of the Kor, when the Chumash doesn't write the reason for the din. But if the Chumash writes the din, the Mitzvah Yavera, right next to the din, the Torah writes the reason, then the Rabbanan would not call that, yes, Hashem time of the Kor. So the Torah itself says the reason for the din, next to the din. So the Moshul, the Pasuk says later in Kisei, say, you'd have forbidden to marry Amoni Mayavi. Period. So the Gemara in Yevamah says that the Yisur is limited after to Amayni v'lay Amaynis, Mayavi v'lay Mayavi. But the women from Amr and Moyav may marry a Jewish man. Why? Because all reason why they say it. Amr and Moyav is not Zahar Shem and Tidna Eskama Lechama Vamayim. And he's Dark of the Kazan, the Isha ain't Dark of the Kazan, he's called Kofud about Snar Ophanim. It wasn't to be expected from the women that they should come with the International Red Cross and give any food to the Jews. The men should come. He's Dark of the Kazan. The women wasn't expected. If they want to come, it's fine. That we don't expect, they're not mechuyev. If they do it, it's very nice of them, but they're not mechuyev. So we didn't expect it of them. So since the whole reason why we're not permitted to let Amon and Moab marry into the Jewish nation is because of this legal law, Avar Shabbat Tidmas, and that should only have been expected of the men, not of the women. So the Gabi, the women, the reason for the Yisra doesn't apply, so the Yisra doesn't apply. So the question is, Babay Dashi Natan of the Torah. So the answer is no, it says mechuyev in the Pasuk. It says the reason right next to the Yisr. So the reason is written in order to regulate the Yisr. So the Kalasel Sashan writes, the same over here, it says, when some of the laws are like, something grand by the Mahuki Kulas of the Kitsabur, he says, the Gemara, Rashi, I'm from the Shem, kills them totally differently. He's the Kalasel of Hashem. Some of that's Alderach Adrash, because he was in the Gade. That's Alderach Adrash. But what the truth is something because if the Zohar to Hashem, perhaps the truth is something else. The Chavatal Hashem writes, no, the Gemara understood differently because men were created by telling other things. So therefore, the beginning of Tavar Aviv to the Nia, not that it's the Zohar in Ashkenah to leave the guy hanging on a tree, not to bury him, to leave him out overnight. The Tilos of the King Tavar, he says, every man has a telling other thing. So there's a Zohar of the Tavar Aviv, is a violation of Tavar Aviv. Since the Chumash writes the din with the reason right next to the din, and the reason is covered up ears, and whenever the reason doesn't apply, then the whole lesson on din doesn't apply. That's what the Chabad Chal Shon writes, that this is the pshat that he's doing. That's why Helen Ner Lachmod was Mutter Lo Hatsi. Yes. I don't know. Rashi gives two other pshat. And I could have buried them today and had covered malachim. And instead, I wait till tomorrow. I violate the law of selling the blood on them. So the Gemara has a rebuke from the pasuk that it applies even to any normal person who dies. The Gemara has two shaynus from everywhere. By normal people who didn't have harulim days, not harulim days, is it the right of the rabbi? The Rama pasuk that it's the right. But the Philip Svura, the Yitzhah Halon of Tamei, the Philip Svura by Yom Ahu, is the right thing by all normal people. Even he's not hanging in public.
What
was the husband? The Sovereign of Aishma? The Sovereign of Aishma, 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 the
Sovereign
of Aishma, the Sovereign of Aishma,
the
Sovereign of Aishma,
the
Sovereign
of Aishma, the Sovereign of Aishma, the Sovereign of Aishma, the Sovereign of Aishma, the Sovereign of
The mitzvah of Purim by Yom Ahu only applies to Israel and not to Nachri. So the first continues, "Lo tetamis anos kasher Hashem lakech anos v'lochon na'halot." Lo tetamis anos means that in Eretz Yisrael you have to bury even non-Jews. And Rabban explains that this half of the first in Sefer Yehoshua, where it says that Yeshua ben Nun killed the Laman Aleph and Lochem, and it says that he buried them on the same day that he hung them, in order to fulfill the pasuk of the son of Lot Aleph. Either they were nothing, the ones who said. Rambam says, no, it doesn't mean the beginning of the pasuk, it means to fulfill the end of the pasuk of Elohim Tamiyot Ad Moshe. But in Eretz Yisrael, there is a mitzvah Sevura even on Nachri. That's why the Tosafot points out that you have a problem. In Kutzalor, when you have a medical school, so you can work on non-Jewish bodies, and there's no problem about Halona Sunday. Because in Mitzvah Tzvura, when you work on a body, there's two problems. First of all, you're not fulfilling the Mitzvah Tzvura. You have a body in your drawer, and you didn't bury it. You're in the bottom of the Mitzvah Tzvura, and you violate the life that's what left on the left on it. You're in my bodily life, and you live on the life that's. And secondly, a maze is also Banu. Those are the two problems. If you have Meise Yakum, the faith of President Bala Kamen, and Meise Yakum, Amutta Banu. I'm here today, we fought them against faces, and Meise Yakum, Arosha Banu. So it's a problem. You have to ask the doctors what their head is. They rely on the faith of Bala Kamen, they rely on the faith of Bala Kamen, and Meise Yakum, Amutta Banu. But if you take a dead body and you study it for the purpose of anatomy, that's considered getting Anu. Not only getting Anu. Okay. Maybe Bishat Tatan. No, no. Real because Nefesh is nothing to it. If you check out of medical school, there are always 100 other people who can take your spot. There's no problem of course Nefesh. We'll have other doctors. Because Nefesh will be taken care of. One way or the other. No, they should all go to medical school and football. They should have plastic bodies to work on. They shouldn't have Arab bodies. Two problems. One problem of Halona Sameh, one problem of Issa Hanor. Sameh Seyakum, there's no deal of Halona Sameh, there's no difficulty. We're in Tayson, there's no common, there's no Issa Hanor. I'm here a daily function. I'd like Tayson to the Fajanat, to have an eighth on it. But in Eretz Yisrael, even if you work on a non-Jewish body, true, you may have a right to be made on Issa Hanor angle, but the problem is the Ramban says that it's an Issa de Raisa, the Lois of Tamil and Moscow. You're not permitted to leave Halona Tameh even make the yacht. This is the problem that the post can discuss.
Could you say by the by dissecting the body, ultimately it will be a mitzvah, so you then get to know that
mitzvah is lovely, honest mitzvah? No, it's only if he's doing a mitzvah right now. Now he's not doing a mitzvah. Well, I have certain mitzvahs lovely, honest mitzvah. At the time you're doing the mitzvah, you say lovely, honest Chumash has two psukim written one next to the other. Pasuk says, it isn't what the tip of the river was. It's still on. If I work on a body in order to study, in order to learn something, but of course you say that's all real or not, I'm getting on nothing. Yeah. Why not? Whoever the responsibility is upon, if they're garbage collectors or whoever, Board of Health. But if a medical student has it in his drawer and it's his cadaver, it's his responsibility. But many questions say that even on your day it says that a Meitei Yakum is also Manor. They say perhaps it's only also the Rabbanon. They say this is really right. They're right to say that a Meitei Yakum is also Manor. They say Makabani that it's only also the Rabbanon. It's only also the Rabbanon. So maybe the Muslim Torah Zodim is in the market. To be named from Jewish bodies only if you have it to cross Nefesh. That is correct.
Thank you.
regardless how far, whether you matter that Easter, that the Makabah says, you can't see the Atma Shabano, so when do you have the right to be matter that Easter?
Yes,
if you matter as medical student, you can certainly matter as your
patient.
That's even called cancer, since you didn't do it.
I'm saying a heart.
If he's really dead, if the Jewish body is really up, he didn't label as dead, and you're not considered killing him. And the doctors really think that there's a chance of prolonging my life a little longer. But if he's not really dead, then it's a stich on him. And then when they take out my heart, they put in the other heart. But then when they take on my heart, Rav Moshe says that it's a tzicha on me. Rav Moshe writes that it's true, it's that heart transplantation. It's a double ritzicha. They're going to kill the other guy before he's dead, and then they're going to take out my heart, and they just killed me. And then they put in this shvacha thing, that who knows if it's going to work. So it's a double ritzicha here.
The things that are more
Okay. Make sure the other fellow is really dead, and then that really seems that it's going to help for me. The whole institution of Eser Dechalo says is based on the Shmitas Apsukim. If one person says, Lassul Bashatnei, then Lassul Yagdov, and the next person says, Zilam Tata Lacho Allah Bachafis, Zilam Tata Lacho Allah Bachafis. The Gemara explains that although one is forbidden, what is the Shmitas Apsukim? And the rest of the Chumash, starting from the Eishu, still the end of Amitvor, there's a Machleg Yisatan, I'm going to Darshin is Smukham, I'm going to Darshin is Smukham. A Hekish, you do Darshin, Hekish means that you have two Dinim written in the same part. But if you have two Dinim written in two Pesukim, one next to the other, that's called Smukham, that's not a Hekish. That's a Machleg Yisat Yehudi in the Hachamim. Machleg Yisatan, I'm in the beginning of the Gomish, where the Darshin is Smukham, I'm going to Darshin is Smukham. So the Gemara says that we assume in Chumash, Loi Darshin is Smukham, except for Mishnah Tere, except for Chumash Dvar. Man is Tanah Chumash Dvar, but the Gemara gives up the two reasons. But this is the example of smuchim that we darshan, that we say there must be some connection between Pasuk Yud Aleph and Pasuk Yud Beis. Pasuk Yud Aleph in chapter Chaveis over here says you're not permitted to wear tefillin, and Pasuk Yud Beis says that you have to wear tzitzit. That means that tzitzit is dirty tefillin when it's necessary. You have a beggar shell, mishkan. You want to put in the tzitzit, so the hechreach is going to have tefillin. Why are you going to have the hechreach tefillin? Because you want to have a tefillin. The tefillin is not only a color, the tefillin has to be a certain type of material. The more ones have the tefillin has to be a special color blue on a thread, which is a woolen thread. You can't make tefillin on linen thread, or silk thread. The mitzvah tefillin is only fulfilled if you have woolen thread, or chute semer, that a dye that serve up tefillin. So the hechreach, whenever you're going to put on tzitzit with tefillin and a beggar shall tishton, you will be violating tefillin. And that's why the Chumash writes the two dinim next to each other to teach us that Eser Dechalo says in Kol Terukul. You learn that in this part, then in Kol Terukul, Eser Dechalo says. Usually when we learn Gemara, we think that this is a remote concept that doesn't really apply to us because it's so limited and restricted. It only applies in rare instances. So the Beis HaLevi, one shulah shakes us up and he says, we're all doing Eser Dechalo says all day long. Why? He says that when people wear other kampis, they wear tzitzit and they don't have chelos. We only have love, we don't have chelos designs there. So he says we are all violating the Avera of Bal Tigra. The Torah says it's in Bal Tigra and Bal Tigra. So when does one violate Bal Tigra? Let's say if you have a tefillin has to have four parshias, if you have tefillin that only has three parshias for the Beis Yosef, for the Beis HaLevi in the Tshuva, the Chelek Aleph quotes the Rashbo in the first parak in Rosh Hashanah. That's not Bal Tigra. He just didn't do the mitzvah of tefillin. And let's say a mezuzah has to have a whole parsha, two parshas in it. This mezuzah only has one parsha. It just has the pasuk Rishon Shema Yisrael. That's it. So he says that's not Bal Tigra. He just didn't do the mitzvah. You have a great tzitzit that are too short. They're not long. The strings are not long enough. So mitzvah. It's not about tigra. He just didn't do the mitzvah. So when do you violate Batidra? Well, right, one only violates Batidra in a case which is similar to the Mishnah's case. The Gemara at the end of the third paragraph of Hashanah quotes the Mishnah in Rachim. An example of Batidra, it's a rare example. If you have a carbon and you're supposed to be worth it down four dritis or two dritis, instead of Zoris two or four times, you're Zoris, right, you're Zoris one. But since the evidence is that the carbon is kasher, so you were yet to the mitzvah of Adam, you were yet to the carbon. The only thing is you did the mitzvah of big Yeroi. But if you do a mitzvah with so much Yeroi that you're not yet to the mitzvah, then it's not Baltigra, then you just didn't do the mitzvah. But if you do a mitzvah which will have to should be done, Bishleimusa, like this, for example, that the Chalitza also in today's service. Chalitza.
I thought the same concept too.
If I can say I did the mitzvah and I did a high stuff on it. I have the four parishes plus. That's what I'm saying. What do you think about tigra? You're not yet.
Some
shouldn't say that the only time you violate baltasis is if you're not yet to the mitzvah. Whenever you do baltasis in such a way that you are yet to the mitzvah, then it's only baltasis in the rabbanah. Care for the Rishonim all like that. No, the Rishonim holds not that even in an instance when it's highly chudikoi, the highly chudikoi, that the status is not mitzvah to the eker. And you are being yet to the mitzvah, you still violate our faces when they're right. Let's say, Lamashal, I wear two shal roshes and two shal yads at the same time. So the Gemara says that's a violation of our toast. The Gemara says that's a violation of our toast.
The Gemara says
that you wear two shal yads, it's a violation of our toast. The way you're doing anywhere in that whole range, so theoretically you could have put two bots in there.
The Gemara doesn't learn that
from the fact that you can put on two.
No.
Gemara makes a statement. That's a statement of a fact. Let's say, for example, a person doesn't know how to stop it, whether he's supposed to put the mezuzah on the right side or the left side, some kind of a shayla. If he puts two mezuzahs, one on each side, then the Binyan Shin said, the other person said, there's no Baal Tosef. Because the Manashat, one is good, one is no good. The only time he's Baal Tosef is if he does the Tosef in the Tzvasa, he does the Tosef in the right way. Let's say he puts on a Shalyad on the left hand, the Shalyad on the right hand. And either the right ear or left hand, but he's not, either should be here or there. But then there's no Baal Tosef. The only Baal Tosef, he put two Shalyads on the same one. So who are the Nami in the Bahadurai? So if you put on doing the Rashi and Abin Tam, so according to one reason, the other one is doing it possible, but then there's no violation of our faith. Any person just recommend that you shouldn't do it though, because even though Machli Yesh Barosh Laniach Shnei Tzum, Machli Yesh Bayad, but our Tzum are bigger, and if you just have it off half an inch, if you have one Shalyad on and it's off half an inch, it's a Nishgefel, not so bad. But if you have two Shalyads on and you have something off half an inch, so then one of them is for sure no good. You have it off a little bit, so today knows it.
Isn't that the same thing then as you said with our figure? Because if I wear two pairs of clothing, I am even kind of missing that store as you're talking about clothing.
The five baltasis, there is a machlokes in the shayin. Do you violate baltasis only if you do the hesach in such a way that you're not yet to the mitzvah? Or even if you did it in such a way that you are yet to the mitzvah? Why? Because at least say by baltasis, you certainly violate. For sure you violate Baltasis, they write if you did your stuff in such a way that you're not yet to the mitzvah. Why? So why call Baltasis? Because he did the mitzvah and he had extra. And you can say, Lois, I see for Adavish, and that's called Haistoth. He did it and he did extra. But like Sigrul Mimenu, why is it called like Sigrul? Garnish Gatam. He didn't do anything. The rest of the guy blows Shaker. He only blows, he likes Truett. Is that true? Kiyah and Roshan, he only likes Truett. But that's not about Tigra. He didn't do anything. He just didn't blow Shaker. That's what he did. You don't say, in addition to not fulfilling the Mitzvah Shaker, he also violated about Tigra. He didn't do anything. He didn't do the Mitzvah Shaker. No, but if he did the Mitzvah, then he did more. Whether it applies to Minatera only in a situation when you're not Yaseh or even in a situation where you are Yaseh. No, but physically he did. He wasn't Yaseh, but physically he did the whole Mitzvah, he did extra. He has a Shalosh and he has a fifth part. He has a third part, he did the only. And that possible is the fact that he has all four, he has the four parts, he has plus a fifth part. So that'll pop. So that'll be a Baltesh of Direct. But Baltigra, if he's Megareh in the Mitzvah in such a way that he's just not yet to the Mitzvah, he just didn't do anything. So why is that Baltigra? That's the last verse time. So when do you violate Baltigra? So you violate Lamasha that case by the carbon. You're supposed to do four Zrikas, or three Zrikas, or two Zrikas. And to be evident, if you only do one Zrikas, you are yet to the carbon will be kosher. So what if he goes ahead Lahatchila knowing that he's supposed to do two, three, or four Zrikas, and he does one Zrikas? So he did the mitzvah lahatchila in a fashion that it's only good for the Eved. So the Rashi says, that's what the Mishnah says. And often that's an example about the Eved. Or the Marshal, another example. Chumash at the end of Kiseita has a din of Chalitza. So Chalitza is a mitzvah, the Pasuk says. Vais Lucharis writes in his Tshuva, the end of Yeshua, it says, Machloek is a Pasuk, the Chalitza is only a matzah, the woman is interested in remarrying. The Chalitza is a mitzvah, even if the lady is 95 years old, she's not interested in remarrying anything, no, it's still a mitzvah. The mitzvah is also the chalitza. That's a deal in the pasuk. So Abayi Zuchar explains in Emek Yeshua, he says that it's a mitzvah. He proves it. V'haraya, it says it. It says in the end of Nida, Samachorim Bei says it. V'haraya, that the din is that there are three parts of the chalitza. You have to have chalitza, taking off the shoe. You have to have kriyas of stukim, kriyas. You have a kikah, the sitting. We pass in Laloka that the only thing that's ma'akev is chalitza. And the kriya and the rikikah is not miyakev. So the question is not miyakev, so why do you need it with chalitza? This is right to klal in the end of Nida that there's never any lachatchila deraita by a matir. By a matir, by a get. Whenever you have a din lachatchila, it's not miyaki b'riyad, it can only be the rabbon. You can't have a din lachatchila by a get. A get is not a mitzvah, but you've got to do the mitzvah b'shlei muslim. B'riyad, if you did it like that, it's also kosher. You also yaitzit. A get is not a mitzvah, a get is a matir. Tchila and a mikveh, tchila and a mikveh is a matir. It's not a mitzvah. So you can't have a lachatchila deraita. On a level of the Rabbanan, you can have dinam lachatchila by tzvila and mikvah. But on a level of the Raisa, it doesn't make any sense to speak of lachatchila that he ever did in tzvila and mikvah. And Chesed says, nevertheless, you have lachatchila by chalitza. It says on the Chumash, it says lachatchila you have to have kriya, tzvukim, and the rikiki in addition to the chalitza. But he ever, if you omitted the kriya with the rikiki, the chalitza would be good. But Chesed says like that. Rabbi Zahav just quotes the text. Chesed says, you see the Chumash from the Chumash, the chalitza is a mitzvah, it's not only a matzah. It's a mitzvah. So what if a person goes ahead knowing that chalitza is supposed to consist of three parts, he goes ahead and he leaves out the other two parts. He has no time for all this nonsense. He just does the chalitza, and he doesn't bother to do the kriyas ha-psukim, and he doesn't bother to do the rikikya. So that would be an example that he violated Baltigra. He did a mitzvah, which should have been done b'shlei mutzah in one way, and he did it shalom b'shlei mutzah l'chatchila. So whenever you do shalom b'shlei mutzah, so then the Beis Halevi falls in the last four, that one violates Baltimore. Yeah. Shut the class together, something revealed again. And then you wouldn't go for Baltimore. I think you make up the lockdown. Every building only has one thing for that. Yeah. So then you shut the class together, something for someone else. Oh, so then the Beis HaLevi has this shilas exactly. That's what Rabbi says. The Beis HaLevi says, how are we committed to it? This is the manager. True, the meaning is that Kehler does not make Kehler, but we'll have Kehler, you have to have Kehler. So we put on this distance, we'll have Kehler knowing that we don't have any Kehler, so we're violating Baltimore. Doing a mitzvah lachatchila shalosh b'shlei mutzah. So he says, well, we don't have any tefillah. We have no prayer. So you say, esei doich aloicha. He says, esei doich aloicha. I want to do the mitzvah of tzitzis. So the mitzvah of tzitzis is doich aloicha esei apaltika. That's what the Beis HaLevi says, not my church. The Beis HaLevi claims that we're all walking around with esei doich aloicha esei all day long, that we're all violating baltika by wearing tzitzis without tefillah. By Begas of Fishman, They were sufficient that right there were the
they went up to all cells, to this only that one.
They were sufficient and they released.
Can you
just
give me one more
thing? What is
it? For the look at itself, we got to
no, the Rambam can't say it's in love and he wanted. Rav Daniel HaBavli asked the Kasha against the Rambam. The Rambam has a cloud that Shayad and Shalosh are counted as two separate mitzvahs. And the Lulav and Galad Minim is counted as one mitzvah. So the Rambam asked on himself, how do I know that he counts the Galad Minim as one mitzvah and Shayad and Shalosh as two mitzvahs? So he answered simple. Shayad and Shalosh are not Yatim Zezer. You can do one without the other. So therefore, it's clear that there are two separate mitzvahs. Moshe anything, the Galad Minim is the Lulav on the Yatim Zezer. Therefore, then the Yatim Zezer, that's one mitzvah. So Rabbi Neil HaFadli, some bad guy, asked to pass on the Rambam, how come the Rambam counts Kalis and Lavan as one mitzvah? He himself says that whenever they're not the Yatim Zezer, that's an indication that the two distinct mitzvahs, so he should have counted Lavan as one mitzvah, and Kalis as a different mitzvah, and he doesn't. That's the same. So Rabbi Avraham Ben Rambam answers in the Sefer Ma'aseh Nisan, printed in the back of the Sefer Mitzvah, and they have a Sefer Ma'aseh Nisan, that is paid for by Mr. Nisan. The study lived in Paris by the name of Mr. Nissen and he paid the money. So they write on the first page, they're naming the book, Mr. Nissen, because it's paid for by Mr. Nissen. So they should just say, whenever you're close to the Mr. Nissen, he says, he doesn't understand why it's called Mr. Nissen. He never saw any Nissen in his lives there. Just playing London, just playing the caches of the Neva, Babli, Mr. Nissen, or Rabbeinu Avraham Ben Aram. On the first page of the book, they tell you why it's called Mr. Nissen. That Mr. Nissen paid for the book. It's called Mr. Nissen's work, Mr. Nissen. So they the caches of the Neva, Babli, Paris that Rabbi Avraham Ben Aram gave. He said, by Chelus and Love and Shru, it's not the Yatim Zezeh, but if you only have Chelus or you only have Love, then the Mitzvah Shalosh Yishlei Musa, the Mitzvah is incomplete. One Mitzvah, and you're doing the Mitzvah Shalosh Yishlei Musa, by Shalyad and Shalosh, when you have a Shalyad and Sada Shalosh, the Mitzvah Shalyad is Yishlei Musa, the Mitzvah Shalosh Yishlei Musa, the Mitzvah Shalosh is Yishlei Musa. There's nothing missing. That's what the Ramah holds over there, that's the candidate of two distinct Mitzvahs. But here, let's say by Chalitza, also, they're not the Yatim Zezer, but you don't count them as three different mitzvahs, Kriya and the Kikr, the Chalitza. There's one mitzvah to do Chalitza, and the mitzvah of Yishlei Musa is to do Chalitza with the Rikikr and with the Kriya Pasukim. And to be evident, if you did the mitzvah Shalai Yishlei Musa, you would also be Yatim, the mitzvah should also be Mutaris Lashur. You wouldn't require even the Shem Mitzvah that they should repeat the whole to do over the Chalitza tomorrow. To be evident, the mitzvah is good the way it is. But that's what the Beit HaLevi says, that all of us are walking around every day with an Esther Dochalai says. But it's the actual kind of thing. We don't have any space. And we want to do the mitzvah of Christmas. So the mitzvah of wearing Christmas is going for the life that there's no peace.
You know, I just find you
that's what the Beit HaLevi says.
I think the But if A is Becha B, it's not that B is Hutra. A is Becha B, but it's only Becha B, then it's E Epsilon Chai Shnei. And there is Epsilon Chai Shnei, and we have to try to avoid using the Dechia. No, you are. You are Mekai Mishu without the Tzedek, but you violate all people. We pass in the Tzedek enemy of Tzedek. Right, that's the machlokes tatanoim in the Mishnah. In Perek HaTcheles is the machlokes tatanoim, whether Tcheles miatevis is halav or not. And Rov HaRishonim Pasim HaTcheles is not miatevis is halav. There's a Baal HaMor in Shabbos, Baal HaMor in Masech HaShabbos in Perek HaMor Mavrikin, Pasim is like the other Tana, like Rebbe, that Tcheles is miatevis is halav. So the Ramban writes there in Baal HaMor Mavrikin that he shaman, he kibalnu, a Yusuf, he writes that he heard that the Baal HaMor never worked with him. So he's going to the Baal HaMor, there's no mitzvah at all. Tcheles is not there for Tavavah. You mind that they have Tcheles. You mind they have Tcheles and it's still a machlokes, but it's not there for Tavavah. They who go on in the Kelim disappeared for some unknown reason. They who the Gemara did the Amorim have Kelim. The Gemara in Menachos talks about the preparing Kelim. And somehow the Kufas Amorim and the Kufas Hadzayim would have already disappeared. I don't think it means like this. Let's say I can do a mitzvah with a higa mitzvah. Let's say I can daven with a minyan. And I'm lazy. I don't get up in the minyan, I daven with a minyan. In case this, I could have davened mitzvah behidura with a tefillah with people, and I didn't. So therefore, it's about tefillah, I'm mishkama, that's not. Or anything that's mishkama, that's not. That's not the same. So you have a mitzvah, shaboy bishleimus, incomplete mitzvah, complete mitzvah, extra special, super duper, or saw mitzvah. That's a different thing. The mitzvah is bishleimus, even if I don't daven with a minyan. But if I daven with a mitzvah, I daven with a minyan, then it's a heather mitzvah. Then it's a heather mitzvah. So if I do, let's say I could have easily bought, not a multi-millionaire, I could have easily bought a fancier restaurant. Instead, I buy a cheap restaurant. Instead of buying a fancy mezuzah, I buy a cheap mezuzah. So I could have done a heathen mitzvah and I didn't. That's not Baltigra. I mean, Baltigra means I could have done a mitzvah dishlayus, a perfect, complete mitzvah, and I did it in an incomplete fashion. That's Baltigra. But just because I was mevater, just because I was mezalzel and fulfilling a mitzvah of bihidura, that's a big lamit, so heathen mitzvah. But that's probably not Baltigra.
Well,
why not?
That
you can wear all day about it with the bracha too, right? We can't even say a bracha this day. Taisa says, when I repeat a mitzvah, that's not baltaisa. Baltaisa means I add something onto the mitzvah. Let's say I pick up the lulav and I put it down, I pick up the lulav again. That's not baltaisa. Taisa says, let's say I have zrika sadam ala mizbeah. If I have a korban and I'm supposed to be zerik one zrika or two, so if I'm zerik on all four corners, that would be baltaisa, the Mishnah says in Zvok. That's quoted in the third parish in Rosh Hashanah. Let's say I would be zerik many times on the same corner. And Taisa says that's a repetition of the same mitzvah. That's not adding on to the mitzvah. Taisa says repeat the same mitzvah is not a violation of baltaisa. And the rabbi tefillin is a machlokes apostim. Some apostim hold, some achronim hold that it's a mitzvah lachatzchila. So where the tefillin kol hayom? That's the lachatzchila deraisa. Certainly a mitzvah lachatzchila the way tefillin kol hayom. The shadow whether it's lachatzchila deraisa or lachatzchila derabah. But that's the mitzvah d'shleimus of deraisa. So then avadah is no kash. But even if one should say that when I say the mitzvah is only to wear once a day, every day, it still doesn't count for true baltes. So repeat the same mitzvah. That's not baltes. Even if I put on another pair of tefillin, it's also not baltes. It's not like another Karen on the new thing. It's not about this. But that's just, I wear two shal yads at the same
time.
What's the din tak that the person takes off the tefillin and then he puts it on a few hours later and he says the bracha the second time he puts on the tefillin? What about lulav? I picked up the lulav in the morning, and then I want to pick up the lulav, I want to shake lulav again in the afternoon. Do I say bracha the second time? But that's a machlokes. Rashi teaches that you say bracha on lulav the second time, just like you say bracha on tefillin the second time. And we don't pass like Rashi. We pass in that lulav not, but only tefillin. So good question. Why? Manishtan a lulav and tefillin? Why is there a difference? I don't know, Rashi. I don't know. Right, thank you, Rashi, there's no problem, but we don't pass on this.
So where did you say you are
there? Rashi holds the mitzvah again. Rashi holds the mitzvah. The other Rishonim hold the rhythm. So I point to the other Rishonim, why are you still in the rhythm mitzvah again? He said, No, but so it's just to pick up the lulav a second time. No, it's Chavivus HaMitzvah. It's not just Bakhet, it's Chavivus HaMitzvah. You should hold the lulav all day long. Not a violation of Baltei. But there's no Kima Mitzvah. So why by Tzilin there is a Kima Mitzvah the second time? So some you have to say, because Tzilin is a Mitzvah LaMichon LaChatzchil V'Kol HaYom, either the right or the Rabbah. So that's why you're fulfilling a Mitzvah the second time. But by lulav, it's only an act of Chavivus HaMitzvah to hold the lulav for the rest of the day. It's not really a Mitzvah of lulav, it's a Mitzvah of Chavivus HaMitzvah. So on that, the other Rishonim hold that he's not rough, because you're not really fulfilling the mitzvah lulav of the second. Kunish as it did of Malchus and Nisi said and he said Simon and Shaykh points out an interesting heorah. This was at a Chiddush and a Dinder Reis. Simon at the very end of the Sefer Al-Rama. He says there's many differences between Malchus and Nisi. One difference is that by Nisi he's dead, by Malchus he's not dead. That's a major difference. And another major difference is that by Nisi, the Kima Mita has been dubbed Kishaloy Jusnei Berg. When the Nisi is administered to the person, the dead is not supposed to be present. The dead is supposed to be sitting in the city. Then he came Malchus, the Kurdish says, the Tila has shown that he told the Fana, that the Malchus has to be administered in the presence of the dead. That's what it says in the Kurdish. Now, trying at this time the whole Kiddush, a questionable Kiddush based on this Pasuk in some way, points out, isn't that right? A difference between Malchus and Nisi. What? Yeah. Says that you're not yet there. Some clip, some hakor biyama, it's not called Malchus. That's what Kant says, there's Malchus. You give the Malchus, shlovi shnei bez, and say you're not yet there, and it says you're in Malchus. Sure, these would disagree with that kind, okay. At time claims that that's what the Pasuk says. They give the Malchus in the presence of the desert. Which is the strongest thought, that kind of thing? I don't know. Kumish also has a dynamic from which we said that when the soldiers go to the army, they have to be careful that they don't have any soya, or aglaim, or angel. Yeah, I think we'll get the salad to care of Nachanecha, but I'll choose from the other way. So the Mitzvah, yes, when the Bila Kumish, but the Dinim in the Gemara explain him, they're like lime and air drop, and he gives the Tzilo, and he gives the Dibre Torah. What does it have to do with the Yama? How does that have to do with the Gemara? But when you're learning Torah, and you're saying it's not there, when you're gathering, that you're not going to have air drop, and so on, they're like lime, the Pasuk is not talking about that. And then it could have